class number three. I want to make sure that you can think back to how we started each of the dances, and as we progress through the levels, continue to remember your history. It makes it a lot easier to progress if you can remember the stages that you've gone through to get where you are. So let's start with the waltz. Do you know what the room alignments are? Everybody come over on this side. We're going to need the room alignments tonight, so let's quickly do a review of the waltz. Everyone on this side of the room, face the line of dance. Okay, so if you're on this side of the room, necessarily we travel this way.
Face the wall.
Wow. Whatever wall is
face
to you.
Face center.
Whatever center is closest to you.
Okay, so there are a few people who are here tonight for the first time. Raise your hand if you're here for the first time. So Elizabeth, anybody else? Okay, so we have one complete newbie. Right? So we'll be talking about a lot of terms, but we'll keep talking them, so you'll hear them and get used to them soon. So those are the four square alignments. Face diagonal wall. That's the first and most important diagonal alignment. Where is diagonal wall against the line of dance? There seems to be some discrepancy here. So that was diagonal wall. This is diagonal wall against the line of dance. Face diagonal center. So this diagonal center, what is this? Diagonal center against the line of dance. So how many against the line of dance alignments are there? Again, referring to against the line of dance, diagonal wall against the line of dance, diagonal center against the line of dance. There are three alignments that use that phrase. They're not used very much, but you need to be aware of it. So, now, turn your back to the line of dance. So, a while ago you were facing line of dance, now you're actually backing line of dance. Back the wall. So that means find the wall, turn your back to it. Back center. Good. Back against the line of dance. And remember that double negative. So that means find against the line of dance and turn your back to it. Back diagonal wall. That means find diagonal wall and turn your back to it. There we are. Back diagonal center. Okay, there is only one diagonal center when we're on this side of the room, and you now have your back to it. Okay, so through practice, we'll get really good at those alignments and very fluent with them. But just want to make sure you're hearing them, because today we're going to be breaking into some new ideas in the waltz. So now, let's return to the combination of figures we're currently doing in the waltz. Leaders go on that side, followers stay on this side.
Leaders don't go too far, because I want it to be clear we are still traveling down that side of the room.
What is our starting alignment for our waltz?
It's not good enough any longer to say diagonal wall. You have to say whether you're facing or backing them. So what is your starting alignment?
Back.
Okay. He's facing diagonal wall, she's backing diagonal wall. Then the quarter turn. This starts with his left foot and her right foot. We have a closed change. One, two, three, and then a right foot closed change that turns right.
And then the backward half. Gentlemen, go back with your left foot. One, two, three, and then when we go backward into turns, we always pigeon toe, and that gets us, in this case, turning to the left. That was our first set of quarter turns. Repeat that. Left to first, and left, two, three, right, and turn right. Now go back. Left, two, three, and right, and turn left. At corners, we do the box step. Start with your left foot. One, two, three, one, two, three. Now we're taking diagonal wall of the new line of dance, quarter turn, at left, two, three, right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, and so it continues. Slide back and then catch up with them. I'm glad I don't have to follow this stuff. Backing into things, whose idea was that? Ladies, starting with your right foot, and back, two, three, and now pigeon toe with your left foot to get the turn going the correct direction.
Then right foot forward without turn. And left foot forward to turn left.
Now we start again. Right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, left. Here is our box step. Right, two, three, left. Hold it right there. Are we all in agreement? It looks like it. Quarter turn. And right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, left. And so here we are, traveling down the next side of the rope. We just turned a corner. And when we get to the next corner, we will do a box. Back up to the beginning and find a partner.
I'm not sure whether it's better to watch first or if we have any of us. Andy and Myra are both good at just leaving the paddle system. So just catch up whatever way best to do.
Partner up.
Yeah, I'm going to look.
Make sure you know your partner's name. Looks like we'll have one extra leader each time, and that'll be fine.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna do it right in front of you. Okay, so you copy what I do.
Embedded in this class are several teaching assistants. I don't want to be able to tell who they are in the starting position. Everybody stands so spectacularly. Everybody looks like the teacher. So, gentlemen, you have your elbows wide to the side, and you're looking diagonal wall. Ladies, you have your head slightly to the left. Nothing budges your head out of that position, at least so far, so to stay slightly left, no matter what we're doing in these quarter turns. And make sure one heel is off the floor, and in case which foot you're about to use. So her right heel is off the floor, so she's about to go to the right foot, and it's his left heel, which is big. Okay, here we go into our quarter turn. Ready? And one, two, three, and the turn. Two, three, one. Two, next turn, one, two, repeat, one, two, three, turn, two, three, one, two, three, turn, two, three, good. And that continues until you get to the corner. What do you do at the corner?
No, we're good.
The box step. Good. Everybody slide back a little bit and come stay close to this wall. Make sure we're not losing track of where we're going. And before we restart, followers, thank your partner and move one partner to your right. You might have to come in a directly traffic curve with a couple of people there.
Should we dance?
This time, with the music. Everybody, look confident. Doesn't matter how you feel. Look confident. And here comes the music. I'll count you in. Just dance a box step. When you dance that box step, what foot are you stepping back with?
Right.
Everybody at the moment, when they do their box, is stepping back with the right foot. Leaders, you started with the forward half, but your back half was right foot back. So let's organize this a little bit. Followers are on that side, leaders on this side. Everybody, just do the box. And one, two, three. One, two, three. So whenever you're going forward, it's the left foot. Whenever you go backward, it's the right. Now, on your own, figure out how to do a box on the other foot. Feels wretched, doesn't it? I'd rather eat glass. Amazingly, that's called the natural turn. So we're going to be combining the two boxes. So you're going to have to get comfortable eating glass. So gentlemen, start with your right foot and step forward, and then it'll be your left foot that goes back. Ladies, have you got it figured out? Let's make sure. So you're going back with your left. One, two, three, and then right foot forward. Keep doing that. One, two, three. And as always in the wall, your feet go together, change feet. Every time you close, change and use the other foot. Now, as you know, a waltz isn't a waltz unless it's traveling and turning. So we're going to use these boxes to travel and turn. Gentlemen, face this way. Tell me what it's called. So since we're going forward, he's facing diagonal wall. Gentlemen, with your right foot, do a box, turning to the right. Forward, side, together, left foot back, side, together. Where am I facing now? These two alignments, diagonal wall and diagonal center, are the big two. You always want to know where these two are. We're going to keep toggling between them. So you started out facing diagonal wall. After the right box, you will end facing diagonal center. Let's do that again and make sure that's true. We'll see how the ladies are doing. Figure out their part on that.
Ready? First box will be an after turn?
Yes. So the first box starts with his right foot, it turns to the right, and is called the natural turn. Right, two, three, left, two, three. From this alignment, step forward with your right foot and do a closed change, no turn. Forward, side, together. Now we're ready for the other box. Use your left foot and turn left. One, two, three, one, two, three. Now we're back to our original alignment, but we're on the wrong foot, so we do a left foot closed change. Now we're on the correct foot for starting over with our natural turn. That combination of figures is called the basic amalgamation. It is the foundation of ballroom dancing worldwide. So if you decide to go dancing in Japan or South Africa or Germany this weekend, that's what they're going to teach you in your beginning class, the basic amalgamation. And it is from that amalgamation that we build all of our dances. It won't be long before we're doing the foxtrot. We do the same thing. We just pass our feet rather than closing them, and it gives us a brand new dance. So the basic amalgamation is here to stay. Get really good at it. Let's fly back and do that. There are four figures in the basic amalgamation. Name the first one. Natural turn. Then we have a right foot closed chain. Figure number three is the reverse turn. Figure number four is the other closed change, his left foot closed change. So leaders, right foot forward into the natural turn. Right foot forward, two, three, left foot back, two, three. Now the right foot closed change. Now the reverse turn. Left foot forward, right foot back. And the final figure is the left foot closed change. Now we start again with the natural turn. Now we're turning more than we were in our previous combination, the quarter turn. And it's going to have a much more beautiful swing here.
I can't do it.
Ladies, let's see what you're doing over here. What's your starting alignment? Your back is diagonal. Walk. Start with your left foot and do the natural turn. Left foot back, two, three, right foot forward, two, three. Now you're backing diagonal center. Use your left foot, even though I'm calling it a right foot closed change for the leaders. Use your left foot and do a back change step. One, two, three. And that does not turn. That's just kind of the in-between figure. Now with your right foot, we'll turn the other way. Go back. Right, two, three, left, two, three. And now the right foot closed change. And then we start again with the natural turn. Back up to the beginning. Everyone, do that on your own. See where you are. Let me know if you have questions. Go whenever you're ready. Between your partner's feet. The other way. Good. So, a while ago, some of you had it the other way, the left foot pointing between your partner's feet, and that puts you on the wrong side of your partner. If your right foot is pointing between your partner's feet, then each of you is on your partner's right side. So now, here comes our natural turn. Ready? And one, two, three, one, hold it there. Did you make it all the way around?
No.
Nah. Go back and do it again.
I can't.
Ladies, watch this a moment. Ladies, when you go backward into your turn, make sure you pigeon toe, and that gets you out of your partner's way. Then when it's time for you to do your forward part, stride out. The person going forward is the driver in the couple, whether it's a man or a woman. Let's do it again. Gentlemen, you're going to swing right on by her on that first measure of this natural turn. Ready? And one, two. Now, she drives by him. Hold it. Check your alignment. If you didn't get all the way around, wiggle until you're there. So now he's facing diagonal center. Here comes the closed change with his right and her left. And one, two, three. Now the reverse turn. And his left. And then his right. Turning to the left, do the closed change, and then a natural turn to start again from the beginning. There were issues. Come back. Get set up so we can start again. However, we're about to change partners, so gentlemen, just you'll have to direct traffic a little bit. We have kind of a back row and kind of a forward row, so everybody in that row goes that way as the partner change. Followers move over one partner. Everybody in the back row moves over that way. Followers move over. Everybody in the back row. followers always are the ones who move. Hold on a moment and watch this. Hold on, everybody, watch. In an ideal world, you should underturn the turn. So I've been asking you to pick a natural turn and get all the way around the center. And for tonight, that's what you should try to do. However, I would never do that myself. I'd rather underturn slightly. If you do that, it leaves some turns to do on a closed chain, which is more beautiful than the center of the square, not a closed chain. So for tonight, keep it regimented. No turn on the closed chain. However, if you don't quite make it around, it's no big deal, because that's how we're going to do the event anyway, intentionally underturning and using the closed chain to make up the difference, actually makes for a beautiful blended transition between the figures. So now, here we go again. Go for getting the full turn done. Everybody clear about what foot they're about to use? Ready? And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, close chain. 1, 2, reverse. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, close chain. 1, 2, and the natural. 1, 2, 3. Keep going, you're on your own with your partner.
Back lead.
Switch the turn left.
Yeah,
what is
really
uncomfortable?